Foreigner, 92 KQRS, 5 minutes until 8 o'clock with Kat.
And Kincaid with the news. Hit list heats up and the Diary of Fearless Leader scam is up. And Thanksgiving, there'll be fewer birds to gobble up coming up.
If you're just starting high school next fall, there's a 1 out of 4 chance you won't finish. The U.S. Department of Education says out of about 4 million high school freshmen in 1977, 1 million didn't graduate in 1981. Now, a few of them were held back and some graduated early, but most were dropouts. Of the 50 states, Minnesota had the lowest dropout rate. Mississippi had the highest. 1,100 people in Coalinga, California have signed up for government relief after the big earthquake May 2nd. At least 200 homeless families will get temporary housing in mobile homes, free, courtesy of Uncle Sam. An expert on earthquake damage says falling buildings aren't the only things to worry about in a quake. Robert Budnitz told a conference on earthquake risks in California that disruptions in electricity and the breakdown of computer systems could cause all kinds of problems in an earthquake that no one's even thought of yet. There will be a rally at the Capitol building in Washington today, part of a campaign to rebuild the western wing of the Capitol before it crumbles away. Beware this summer, heavy sunglasses may be hazardous to your health. A doctor in Arizona told the New England Journal of Medicine that some women have noticed an unusual numbness all over their faces, and it turns out they'd all been wearing heavy sunglasses that pinched off the nerves in their faces. The simple remedy is lightweight sunglasses. Of course, some people prefer to sacrifice comfort for style. I'm John Butler, ABC News.
Bet you know a guy out there who'd love to win a Huffy 12-speed bike. Well, here's how. Just come into Dayton's Boys Department and register for the Don Moore Dayton's Bike Giveaway. Of course, you'll want to look at the super selections of Don Moore summer activewear for boys, sizes 4 to 20. Shorts, shirts, pants, and swimwear priced from $3.99 to $17.50. There's no purchase necessary to win. One winner will be drawn at each Dayton store. Give luck a chance. Get into Dayton's Boys Department to register for the Don Moore Bike Giveaway. Registration ends May 23rd.
An investigation into so-called hit lists at the Environmental Protection Agency is growing. EPA Inspector General Charles Dempsey says there may have been a list of career civil service employees with information on their political affiliations, and that list may have been used in making personnel decisions. There were already reports that members of EPA scientific boards were chosen from similar lists. The Justice Department is said to be interested in possible criminal violations in the case, including perjury and obstruction of justice. The reporter who acquired the phony Hitler diaries for the West German magazine Stern says he paid $3.75 million to buy them from a collector of Nazi souvenirs, Gert Heidemann. Fired by the magazine after the diaries were found to be forgeries, he says the collector lied to him for years about the documents. Heidemann identified his source as a Stuttgart shop owner. When reporters went to the shop yesterday, it was closed. Come Thanksgiving, there may be fewer gobblers available than last year. The USDA says turkey producers appear to be cutting back on the number of birds they plan to have ready for dinner tables later this year. Turkey eggs and incubators as of May 1st totaled 26.7 million, down 2% from a year ago. Sounds like quite a few birds to me.
Yeah, there's still a lot of turkeys in the world, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't need any more turkeys. You're right there.
In sports, the Twins lost 4-1 yesterday. The Q-Tips lost to the University of Minnesota women's fast-pitch softball team 4-3.
Yeah, but we held our own.
It was close.
Oh, boy, I thought we were going to be... I thought they really did. I mean, they're documented proof. Yesterday, I sat right here and said they're going to smear you guys. But no, thanks to all of our people that played and all of our ringers.
Yeah.
I want to keep calling them stringers, but they're ringers. And even Ken Buell from the university over there, the Gopher ticket manager, jumped in and played for us. He was our pitcher. Great guy. Good job.
Excellent. Then in the slow pitch game after that, my team defeated Sean Wagner's team 10-9.
Who played on those teams, may I ask?
Let's see. Sean's team included Doug Sorensen, the program director, included Wally Walker.
Mr. Afternoon Drive.
Exactly. Included, who else? Yeah, I got guys like Dick Poe.
Oh, the manager.
General manager is on my team. He comes up to me and says, listen, put me wherever the ball doesn't come a lot. Just put me out of the way. So I put him at shortstop.
Oh, no.
He did a good job. No problem. He injured you. That was a good thing.
Yeah, I've got a huge gash in my foot here. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Dick. That's great.
Steered you onto this metal peg. That was a good move.
Yeah, and Wally Walker. I go out there to hit, right? Wally Walker sails the ball out someplace. I couldn't see it anymore. but since my foot was all gashed up, I couldn't run. Wally comes running right up to the base with me. So there's two of us idiots standing on the same base. Easiest out Dick ever had. He just reached over and touched one of us with the ball and said, okay, one of you guys has to get out.
Yeah, one of you guys are out. That's it. You're history.
That's the way he fires people around here, too. Okay, sort of draws a name out of a hat. One of you guys is out.
There were a lot of home runs in that game, though.
How come?
Well, I don't know. Everybody was hitting home runs.
Who did you play
against?
For
some reason. Sean's team.
This will probably tell us why you won. Tell us who was out.
No, they had a good team, actually. Rick Pearson, excellent ball player.
Oh, he was excellent, especially in the fast pitch, too. Boy,
they had Ken Buell.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they had Sorensen, Wagner, Walker. Well, that's a detriment. Walker played.
I thought you said Walker was on your team.
No, he was against me. Walker doubled off the wall against me, and then I homered over his head. Ah! Well, it's not that he couldn't get to the ball. It was over the fence, so it was unfair.
And the meteorite, did he play at all?
The meteorite played in the fast pitch game, but he couldn't play in the slow pitch game. He had to go fold socks.
Oh, figures as much.
Or something.
Roadmaps, that'll really tie him up for a few years.
Cloudy and rainy, a high today of 72 degrees. Right now it's kind of misty and overcast and 64 degrees. You're listening to 92 KQRS, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the rock of the 80s. It's 5 after 8 with Kat.
And Kincaid.
At 92 KQRS. Beatles at 10 after 8. Thursday morning, it's going to be 72 degrees later on today, but kind of rainy and wet and stuff, so, I mean, it'll be okay, but not that big a deal like it was yesterday.
Well, we don't care about today, we're worried about the weekend.
Weekend's going to be 60 degrees, that's it.
That's it, for sure?
That's what they say. They may change their minds, however, all these highly paid meteorologists out there.
That's what they're paid for, to change their minds without really letting anyone know that they did change their mind. It's quite an art.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, predict the weather, and then the next day, I changed my mind.
Yeah. Tomorrow is Friday the 13th, so if you had some plans that were going to be kind of dangerous, maybe, and you're kind of superstitious, you might want to change your mind about going through with those plans. But around here, we're not frightened. We're not scared. We're going to get into heavy superstitions tomorrow, and a special guest on Friday Morning Live. Right, Kat?
John Darris, der Kommissar, will be here. He's also a candidate for the U.S. Senate, right?
Yeah, I guess he is going to run for that.
Or he will be. I don't know. This is not an election year, so what do? You say proposed candidate for the U.S. Senate?
They don't have any sort of party endorsements or anything like that out yet, but he's thrown his hat in the ring, his Der Kommissar's helmet, I guess, in the ring.
Yeah, there you go, with a little point on top of it.
It's Independence Day at Klein Volvo Fiat Lancy in Roseville.
Hey, wait a minute. It's not Independence Day.
At Klein Volvo Fiat Lancia it is, because at Klein they're declaring their independence from inflation. They're cutting their prices way back, which means skyrocketing savings for you. They're blasting prices on a brand new 82 Lancia Sagata with a list price of $15,488, now only $10,488, a savings of $5,000. A brand new 82 Fiat X19 with a list price of $11,388, now only $7,788. You save $3,600. And that's not all. You'll find huge savings on every car on the lot. So pick up your patriotic spirit and head for Klein Volvo Fiat Lancia today and declare your independence from inflation during the price-exploding Independence Day sale.
Next thing you know, they'll be celebrating Christmas in August.
That's not a bad idea. Klein Volvo Fiat Lancia, 35W North and County Road C in Roseville.
Hey, listen to this. It's the Kodak Disc. Now you don't have to be a scientist because it's auto-advanced. As a glance, you can carry it around in the back of your pants. Got an auto flash, makes a real big splash, and the Kodak disc won't cost much cash. So get it for your mom, get it for your dad, heck, get it for your sister if she's not that bad.
All the pictures you missed before the Kodak disc.
Get it?
All the pictures we missed. I got it.
Duran Duran with Kat
and Kincaid.
92 KQRS. Journey at 92 KQRS, Thursday morning, 72 degrees for a high today. It's going to be intermittently showering on you most of the day and into tomorrow. Variable cloudiness, however, later on tomorrow, high of 60 degrees.
Yeah, it's not too bad outside. The temperatures are okay. It's just a little damp this morning, but the buds need it. Hey, in Rochester, I know that there are a lot of people that can hear us in Rochester. Good morning, Rochester. Ron Wood is going to be on the David Letterman show tonight, so all of Rochester.
David Wood.
Is that what it is? Are you sure? It's David? You're right. It is David Wood, yeah. Boy, see? They don't believe it's he's going to be on there. I messed up his name. Now they won't know. David Wood, thanks. Yeah, he's going to be on the David Letterman show, and nobody believes it.
Yeah, because he wasn't funny when he was in high school.
Yeah, he wasn't funny until, like, he hit college, I guess. And then he's never played here in Minnesota, any of the comedy clubs around here, you know.
Well, as he said when he left for I guess he left college to do comedy or whatever. He graduated or whatever the situation was. And at that time, there weren't any comedy clubs in Minneapolis, so he went to Los Angeles.
Ooh, that's jumping right into the fire, as far as I'm concerned. That's a big comedy community for a brand new guy. And it seemed to work for him, though.
Tonight on David Letterman, is that midnight?
As far as I know, yeah, midnight to 1.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I'm fast asleep by that time. I have no clue when that show is on.
Yeah, it's right after Johnny Carson. And David Wood, who's from Rochester, a local Minnesota guy, he makes a few jokes, they say, about Minnesota, and they're like the Gophers and stuff like that.
Because he thinks the Gophers is a funny name.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good-looking guy. He's in the paper this morning, so if you want a picture of him, you folks in Rochester, if you want to check this guy out and see if it is really the same David Wood that was there, maybe the guy that was ripping off gum out of your grocery store or something like that, check him out. He's in the Variety section of today's paper, in the Minneapolis paper, not the Rochester paper.
Overcast, 64 degrees.
Hey, race fans. Drag racing is coming back to the Twin Cities Saturday and Sunday, May 14th and 15th, and they're calling it Insanity 83, West Coast-style sand drag racing, featuring funny cars, mod and pro comp, 4x4s, and dune buggies. 40 classes of ultra-fast mod pro and super pro cars, plus bracket ET classes for all types of 4x4 vehicles. So bring your 4x4 to the races. The best and fastest sand drag racers in the Midwest will be there. Three big race weekends this summer, brought to you by Champion Auto Stores, Old Style Beer, and A&W Root Beer. Drawings and prizes galore. Just 10 minutes southwest of Shakopee on Highway 169 in Jordan, Minnesota. Time trials start at 10 a.m., with eliminations beginning at 12:30 p.m. daily. The Insanity starts this weekend at the Scott County Fairgrounds in Jordan, Minnesota. Advance sale discount tickets available at all Champion Auto Stores. Earth-shaking, ear-splitting, pro-style sand drag racing.
Listen carefully to one of the most important performance features ever offered on a new motorcycle. Money. Fast money from Suzuki. Money that's all yours when you buy one of our selected 81 or 82 Suzuki street or dirt machines. Big money. Up to $300 direct from U.S. Suzuki. Rebate money you can even apply to your down payment. See your Suzuki dealer before May 31st. Then get ready for some fast money and the sensation of Suzuki.
Something evil is here, and nobody knows why.
Something just isn't right.
Nobody knows how to stop the ruthless killings.
Tony Franklin didn't make it home last night.
That start as a young girl ready to enter womanhood, triggers a ritual of terror, and puts an entire town under a bloody siege. Something evil is waiting for this young girl to turn. Sweet 16. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Check your newspaper for theaters and showtimes.
Pretty cheery news there at 8:25 in the morning, okay?
I'm scared already.
Sweet 16. It would be flocking to see that one.
Yeah, well, it's an hour later. Where's my surprise?
An hour later, and where's your surprise? Well, we could give it to you right now, I guess.
Really?
May as well.
I suppose, what is it? Is it involve a semi-automatic weapon?
Well, no, it's a guest, actually.
Oh, we like guests.
It's National Hospital Week. Did you know that?
Yeah, it is National Hospital Week. But, oh, and let's not forget that next week is National Police Week, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, we're making a call to a hospital.
Oh, that makes sense. The cafeteria?
No.
That'd be a dull call.
No.
The gift shop?
No.
Dr. Selstrom, would you put the needle down? I'm on the telephone, okay? Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, how are you guys?
Here's a voice we haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, I recognize the voice. How you doing?
Wait a minute. This can't be the Cat and Kincaid, is it?
Oh.
How are you guys doing?
Not badly. It's National Hospital Week, so we thought we'd call a hospital.
That's right. Well, of course, you know, the clone is on special assignment this week on National Hospital Week.
Yeah?
checking things out, and I would just like to say I want to thank all the listeners out there for their prayers and cards, because I feel tremendous.
Do you really feel good, Scott?
I feel great, Mesa.
Okay, now, your wounds are healing.
You betcha.
And the nurses are giving you a lot of special attention to encourage that, right?
Well, I'll tell you, the fun thing about the hospital is Norma, Christy, Linda, Debbie, there's a few people here I better not mention otherwise, but I'd say they keep things hopping around here.
You, right, from one bedpan to the next?
Really?
So,
how you guys been?
We miss you. When are you going to come back?
I'll probably come back next week.
Next?
I'll probably pop back next week sometime.
Next week?
You betcha.
They said you were seriously injured.
Well, I don't know what happened to my injuries. The doctors around here know how to put two and two together, you know?
Oh, that's great news. Did you get a lot of stitches?
Well, not too much. More, not as much sleep lately. You know, God, you wouldn't believe, you know, the guy next door to me here?
In the hospital. Okay, Scott Clone now is going to tell us about his roommate, right? Is he?
Yeah, no, well, it's a guy right next door here. You know,
okay.
I can't talk too loud, though he might hear me. He thinks his cardiac arrest is like a direct line to the CIA. Guy's a crackpot. And then 84-year-old Bertha right on the other side of me? You wouldn't believe this chick. She is just talking away this morning. She had a battery transplant in her pacemaker.
Yeah.
My God, you wouldn't believe these people. But, you know, I don't... These are actual things that are happening, you know, so I don't know any hospital jokes. But I'll tell you what, I'd like to hear some hospital jokes to keep me in good spirits. So why don't you ask the listeners out there to tell some good jokes, have them call in some good if they know any good doctor or hospital jokes. I'd like to hear some.
Oh, no, hospital jokes.
Sure. Come on, you guys.
Hey, tell us first, how's the food?
The food.
Or better yet, how's the Jell-O?
Let me tell you, Mesa, at least it wiggles.
His brain is still intact. All the Jell-O's fine.
How is the food?
It's not bad at all. Not bad at all. I had breakfast this morning, and, well, I've been in the bathroom a couple times real quick, but, you know, no problem.
Okay, you're a real normal guy, you know?
What else? They change the sheets every day, or is it once a week like those other cheap hotels you used to stay in?
Well, I've noticed they've been changed since I've been here.
Oh, they have been?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'd say at least once a week.
Boy, this has really got to put a crimp in your social life, though. Being in the hospital, and not only that, but they must have a curfew there, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately. The lights go out about 9, and the nurses, I mean, a few of us stay up about till midnight, you know, have a good time.
Oh, I figured as much, because you're used to being up late, because you're on, you know, like 10 to 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those
are... I eat popcorn and listen to the radio, you know, whatever.
Oh, you do?
Sure.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, my doctor's not listening. If he finds out I'm eating popcorn, he's going to kill me.
Little stomach problem there, eh, Scott?
Yeah, good idea. It's roughage, though. You need roughage.
You betcha.
No problem.
Hey, I look forward to seeing you guys. I got to get back to doctors just looking over me like I better get off the telephone, you know?
Do they stick thermometers in your mouth all the time?
Well, not all the time, about every other hour.
Oh, jeez. And one last question. Do they wake you up when you're asleep to check you out?
Yeah, they wake me up and take my blood every morning.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Well, it can't be worse than what we put you through around here, though, huh?
No, that's true.
All right, Scott.
I miss you guys, and I can't wait to see you again next week.
Well, everyone misses you, too. We get a lot of calls here.
All right.
All right, nice to hear your voice again, Scott.
You too.
We'll see you soon, bud.
All right, you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Hurry back.
Have a good rock and roll day.
Hey, bye-bye.
And keep those hospital jokes coming in.
Okay. Really, got it.
By the way...
Yeah.
Happy National Hospital Week.
Oh.
Direct from the hospital, Scott Clone.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Scott. Scott Clone, in great spirits,
Boy.
Doing extremely well.
Is he ever? I mean, I he can't be on drugs. He's in the hospital.
Nice thing to say.
But really, if you do want to call up with some hospital jokes, we'd love to have them. 546-2605. And if anyone would care to send in cards or letters or just notes, hi, how you doing kind of thing, Scott would love it. He's in the hospital, obviously, for what, another week or so?
He said he may get out this weekend.
Yeah, so send him here to Scott Clone's Hospital Joke Line at KQRS.
917 North Lilac Drive. That's KQRS Radio, obviously. Golden Valley, Minnesota, 55422. It's wonderful to hear him in such great spirits and ready to roll again.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. He really does sound up.
It's amazing.
Yeah, a crazed rocker forever.
The Ramones with Kat.
And Kincaid.
92 KQRS.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish will die.
Boss, 92 KQRS, 836. 64 degrees, still kind of misty and overcast and all that stuff. A high today of 72 degrees.
And it's nice to know this rain has not dampened Scott Clone's spirits at all.
He hasn't been outside in about a week and a half.
This is true. At hospital food, he's been down in a lot of it, and it seems to be working. He's feeling better. Boy, it's great to hear him.
It sounds like he's in good shape. He'll come back in about a week or two, maybe.
Yeah, I'll be back on 10 to 2 here in the evenings at 92 KQRS. Scott Clone, and we had mentioned earlier that you can send in cards and letters and things, and we'll make sure that we ship all that stuff off to him in case you've been wondering where you can send something. He had kind of an accident there, a few stomach problems now, and he's got a few stitches, a little banged up, but he's so good-looking.
And if you want to say, oh, he's so good-looking, what?
He's so good-looking that, heck, I mean, he could lose, like, about, you know, 50% of his good looks, and you'd still have to say he's good-looking, but he hasn't lost any.
What a man.
Yeah, he is a great guy, little doll.
Ladies and gentlemen of the great Twin Cities, forget everything you've ever heard about stereo sales. This Saturday, $1 million worth of home and car stereo will be auctioned off, no matter how severe losses. Creditors demand this emergency auction to raise cash. A shameful sacrifice, unequaled by any stereo sale in the history of this town. Full factory warranty merchandise and cash takes command. Drive 100 miles and still save. AM, FM, and Dash car cassette players, your bid begins just at $10. 100-watt car graphic equalizer, bid start at just $5. Car speakers, all makes and sizes, bid start at just $1. Home bookshelf speakers, bid start at just $10. Here's a Pioneer home receiver, bid start at just $45. Cassette recorders and turntables, bid start at just $15. Blank tape, 10 sets. All the top brands at the world's greatest bargains. Marantz, Pioneer, Kenwood, Sharp, JVC, Sanyo, JBL, Hitachi, and many more will be auctioned off at whatever they bring. An event you don't want to miss. Viewing begins at 11 a.m. and the auction starts at 1 o'clock sharp. Any other deal is no big deal.
Don't miss this great stereo event this Saturday at the Met Center. Doors open at 11 a.m. Admission is free.
The surveillance reports from the field are coming in fast now. Decisions have to be made. Your skill, your judgment, your analysis will help put men and machinery where they can do the most good. Your 96 Bravo Intelligence Analyst. Be all that you can be. See your Army recruiter today. You can do it in the Army. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
It's the Outdoor Living Bonanza at all United Stores. The year's biggest sale for every kind of clothing and equipment for outdoor fun. Terrific savings on hundreds of items like Coleman family tents, just $99. That's right. A big 8x10-foot family tent from famous Coleman, just $99. Hundreds of other tents like three-man domes under $60, two-man domes under $40, backpackers tents, just $19.99. Sleeping bags, fishing gear, hiking boots, rain suits, and more. All on sale at all United Stores, including the new store at 694 and Central Avenue. The Outdoor Living Bonanza sale now at United Stores.
Is that it?
What is what it?
I mean, is that why?
Why what?
Never mind.
At the United Stores?
Exactly.
Oh, him, that guy. Do you know who that guy is?
No.
No. Well, let's not mention his name. We make enough superstars on the air here.
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of them. No question about that.
Sure. Ray Furward. Rafer for short. Works at the Minnesota Zoo. He's a mammal trainer, good-looking guy, sent his photo in to the Mesa Kincaid Modeling Agency. Also, Austin McDevitt, who's his boss, who goes under the nickname of Chicky Noodles, marine travel trainer supervisor. He, of course, posed in a Chuck E. Cheese hat when he sent his in. We love this, you guys. Dave Madden of Minneapolis has sent his photo and resume in. They have just been rolling. And Keith Edward Warner, we've gotten yours. And he's got a couple of shots of himself sitting in a canoe. Can you... What was that? Did you turn us off?
I'm trying to fix this.
What's wrong? What's it doing?
The headphone went down.
Can anybody else hear this fuzz? We got some...
No, they can't hear. It's through the headphones.
It's just us? Oh, okay. Well, we're feeling a little fuzzy this morning. All the way from Alameda, Wisconsin, we received a guy and his dog. They signed in under the name of Glenn LeBlanc, sent their photos in. I just want to go through a few names. Some of these guys have been wondering if we received their photos or not, waiting to hear their name on the air. And Glenn, thanks a lot again. John Hicks has sent his in. There's loads and loads and loads of names, and we'll keep trying to go through them. You guys are qualifying now for the Mesa Kincaid Modeling Agency contest, where we're going to get some lucky guy in the Twin Cities a job, a modeling job, maybe start you on a brand new career. And also, another additional tidbit came up this week. Whoever does win will not only become the male model, but will be asked to be the guest auctioneer on the KTCA Channel 2 Action Auction this year, starting in June. That'll be fun. That's just crazy. Have you ever done that, Kat?
No.
Oh, do you think you'd ever want to do that?
No.
But we'll take it from me. I think it's a lot of fun. I've been known to stand on there wearing a garbage bag with garbage as a headpiece and everything. They let you do all kinds of crazy things on there.
Thrill a minute.
Yeah, so that's another little added plus. We'll have 10 finalists. They'll all receive a membership to the Sports and Health Club. Whoa. And that's his Jimi Hendrix impersonation.
Getting better.